880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This week, we're going to be profiling Penny Schaefer, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of South Florida. Penny and I will be going through a number of best of segments where we're answering your questions about Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, healthcare reform, and all kinds of neat health-related topics. So stick with us. We're going to have a great time with Penny Schaefer this entire hour here on Freed on Business.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur. Someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight-talking, pay-less-get-more, help-me-find-affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed, and this is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And as always, we have Penny Schaefer, the market president for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Welcome, as always, Penny, to our show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Okay, now, Penny, we, as always, have some questions that some of our listeners sent, so I think that why don't we start off with a couple of those?
No problem. Happy to do so.
Okay. Bobby writes in, I own a small business in Miami-Dade County, and I'm managing to still provide insurance to my full-time employees. What can I do to encourage healthy behavior and keep my costs down?
That's a great question, and because we're a small business community, this answer goes out not just to Bobby, but to others who are small business owners. The important thing here is to make sure that employees understand the true cost of care and that they're using preventive capabilities as much as possible. So we encourage folks to get that annual checkup, as simple as that may seem. A lot of people show me their card and say, I haven't used it. Well, I want you to use it. I want you to make sure you get that annual checkup. So that's the first thing that you can do. And then be conscious as the year goes by of things that would precipitate a little bit of shopping. So if you take a prescription drug, make sure you're buying that at the most efficient place to buy that pharmaceutical. In fact, if you're sitting in the physician's office and they're about to write your prescription, you actually have a tool in front of you that can help you right at the point of writing that prescription to cut cost.
Wow, that's terrific. And, you know, I've in the past needed an MRI or something like that, and the cost between one provider and the other is dramatic at times.
You know, we actually have a case in Tampa where at two ends of the same block, an MRI can be as different as $500 and $3,000. And the average person takes the script from their physician and goes, you know, to the first place they think of or that the physician tells them, you need an MRI. By the way, there's a place on the corner, without doing any shopping. You know, we do more shopping for the new plasma TV than we do for things that cost an awful lot more. And so what we recommend people do is use the technology, whether that's the smartphone in front of you as a member that you can use, whether it's making the phone call in to get the care comparison, and we'll give you the options that are available. You still make the final decision, but at least we'll give you the information so you make an informed final decision.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Whenever I make a decision, I like to make an informed decision, and it's sometimes so difficult, and we make so many decisions every day without information. And something that's so important to our everyday health is you need the good information, and it's important to have the right health plan. If you're not a heavy user, then you want something with a little bit higher deductible, with a little lower cost.
When you think about the average user gets their insurance through their employer, which means the employer has done all the negotiation about what's included and has actually signed the contract.
Right.
And the employee really may not have processed internally all of the provisions of that contract because they didn't actually sign it. And so when it comes to the point of using it, that's when you want to kick in those good consumer behaviors that make you a savvy shopper. And whether that's online, on the phone, or visiting one of our Florida Blue centers to get informed, we advocate, small business or large, get informed.
Yeah, I think that information is power, especially when it comes to healthcare with all the different variables that are coming up. And let's go to another question. Steve from Fort Lauderdale writes, if I went out to buy a new cell phone today, there are basic phones and fancy smartphones, and then I can buy a monthly plan that meets my family's needs. Does Blue Cross and Blue Shield have the same kind of things, a plan or a product for different budget levels?
Actually, we do. And the good news is, depending on what, you know, it's based on your willingness to accept a certain amount of risk. It's based on your health condition. It's based on your age, your gender, your lifestyle, et cetera. And so just as individual as we all are in our pursuit of health and health coverage, we have plans that make it possible to meet those needs.
Well, that's excellent. And one of the things that I think is of concern to people, and I'm going to go off the emails and ask you my own personal question here, is let's talk a little healthcare reform. We've got the presidential election cycle that we're in now. And as I understand it, we're all watching and waiting to see that there's a Supreme Court decision coming later this year and how that ruling is going to determine the constitutionality of the individual mandate portion of the law. Can you explain that fancy topic, what an individual mandate is and why some people say it's not constitutional? And please make it so that I can understand.
I'll try. The Patient Protection Act that was passed has a provision in it that starting in 2014, that's January of 2014, every individual must have health insurance. Either they get it through their employer or they have to, if the employer doesn't offer it, they have to get it on their own. That's what's known as the individual mandate.
Okay.
So the challenge to that is, can the federal government compel you to buy a product? Bottom line. They don't compel you at a federal level to buy anything else. And so can they compel an individual to buy a product? The way that the law is written is if you don't have health insurance, you pay a penalty.
You know, it seems to me that let's take a step back for a minute. There's a little logic in everybody being covered because if people are covered, then they're going to get, I guess, the preventive type of health care stuff that we were talking about before and lower the cost for everybody. I guess that's sort of the thought behind this.
A couple of things. One is the more people that are in, the more diversified your risk pool is. The more diversified your risk pool is, the more likely that you can offer really reasonable rates to everybody kind of across the board. So the reason for the individual mandate is get everybody into the pool, which is an important aspect.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me. Now, what is your company's vision on healthcare reform? Do you have a position?
We believe that healthcare reform really comes in three categories and that the current Patient Protection Act covers one category pretty pervasively, but it misses out probably on the other two. So we don't think healthcare reform is done with what we have today. We believe that there's a lot to talk about in healthcare reform.
Well, then that tees me up for our ending and wrap up here. We'll talk about more healthcare reform in future shows. But Penny, we always get calls on and offline for people that want to talk to you about their issues in healthcare. How does somebody reach you directly?
Sure. Well, to reach Blue Cross Blue Shield and any of our resources, call 1-800-876-2227. Reach us on the web for some information. That's www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific. I want to thank you, as always, Penny Schaefer, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This has been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. I want to thank you, as always, Penny, and we'll see you next week.
See you soon.
All right. Back after this.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer, someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back with another edition of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. This, as always, is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And as always, I have Penny Schaefer, the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, with me. Welcome back to the show, Penny.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Now, first of all, somebody emailed me last week a very interesting question that I wasn't able to answer, and I wanted to run it by you. What's the difference between Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California? There's a bunch of Blue Cross and Blue Shields out there.
Sure. Well, the structure is basically Blue Cross Blue Shield Association owns the brand and does a certain amount of advocacy and product conformance. The rest of us are all independent licensees. Some of us are single state. Some of us are multi-state.
Hmm.
Some of us are not-for-profit, as is the case of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida.
Right.
Some are publicly traded companies, such as WellPoint.
Okay.
We all have exclusive service areas, and so when you talk about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, we're the only Blue Cross Blue Shield because this is our exclusive service area. We play well together because if you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida card, it is good in all 50 states. Everybody plays well together from that perspective.
Thank goodness.
And in over 200 countries around the world.
Wow, that's good to know because my wife has Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. I have it of Florida, and it's good to know that we still have pretty much the same coverage.
If you look at your little Blue Cross and Blue Shield card, there's a little suitcase on the card. That's to indicate that you can travel.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Now, it's unfortunate we're on radio. I'm sort of blushing at that one. Well, let me ask another question. We were talking on one of the other shows about health care reform and the big Supreme Court decision that's out there about the individual mandate and whether or not government can force somebody to do something. Regardless of what comes out with the Supreme Court, how is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida preparing for the future? And could you explain a little bit more about that? Because it seems sort of unclear.
No, happy to. Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida will be compliant with the law. That's an overarching theme. And so we are currently compliant with all of the regulations that have come out under the Patient Protection Act. We're still waiting on additional regulations because provisions of that act really take place between now and all the way up to 2018.
Wow.
So there's regulations that are being promulgated every day. But we do have a challenge to the law. That does not exclude us from being compliant. And so everything that we know about, we continue to build for compliance. Things that are under question from the Supreme Court, we're looking at the no-regret moves that we can continue to take until we get a decision from the Supreme Court.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, I just hope the Supremes get there. I guess it'll come out sometime this summer. They usually do that around the summertime.
Yeah, they've committed to hear it, and we think probably by June.
Yeah, they usually do it right before recess. Okay, we've got some of the emails that come in during the week from the general listening public. We've got, we've got Paul from Miami. Paul from Miami writes, not everybody who listens to the show gets insurance from their work. I have to buy it on my own. So tell me about the products you have for individuals and families, and are they truly affordable? Well, first of all, I had for many years an individual policy with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, just joined a new firm and got on the firm policy. So I guess you do have those individual policies. Can you help Paul out a little bit?
Absolutely. Paul, there are a lot of things out there that are available to you, both as an individual as well as a family. And we invite you to meet with a representative, whether you want to do that on the phone, whether you want to do that via interacting on the web, or whether you want to visit one of our Florida Blue centers. Because really, to answer the question on what's right for you and your family is dependent on the things that you want to take responsibility for from a lifestyle perspective, from a deductible perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Some people simply want to provide catastrophic care, meaning, you know, I can pay my day-to-day doctor's bills and those kinds of things, but if there was a, you know, really serious matter, I'd want to make sure that I'm covered under a serious matter. Other people believe that it is better to have those basic things covered, every doctor's visit, the frequency of visiting. And so a lot of it depends on the health conditions in your family, how frequent a user you are. But what I can tell you is, no matter what your situation, we have something out there for you and your family.
Well, that's just good to know. And we've talked about this on other shows about things people can do inside their company to help manage their health care costs and their cost for health care. Is there something similar that people can do on an individual basis?
Well, if you remember just one phrase when you're interacting with the health system, and that is know before you go. So some basic things. Know before you visit a doctor whether that doctor is in your network or not, because the price you pay will vary if they're in the network or not. If you are going to be asked to go get any kind of diagnostics, know before you go to a diagnostic center if it is in the network and what the average cost for the procedure is, because there's, believe it or not, you can shop for those kinds of things. Most lab work is covered under your benefits with zero copays, zero out of your pocket.
Right.
But you have to know which lab to use in order. So the key words are know before you go.
Wow, that sounds, you know, so easy to do, but it's just sometimes so hard to remember because you're there and you're not feeling well or you're all uptight or focused on, oh my gosh, I got to make this phone call.
We're not accustomed to it either. I mean, if you think about it, for generations, it was the doctors and the doctor's orders, and you never questioned your doctor. Well, I'm not saying you question diagnosis, but you do know and have to know how best to use your benefits. And there's no doctor out there that can know every health insurance company and every plan and every benefit design. And so the key is doctors should tell you what to do and then get advice on what's available for how you do it.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't know what to do. They just do the same thing every time. And I don't think that doctors are necessarily, like you said, knowledgeable about all the other aspects. I call them specialists in the quarter inch that they're a specialist in.
I would say they know about what they want you to do to protect your health.
Right.
But where you go to get all those things done, that's an interesting maze. And it's best to talk about the company who's helping you finance that rather than those who are directing it.
Well, you know, I see your commercials on TV and they use the tagline "In the Pursuit of Health." And then we use that as the tagline in the open and close of our show all the time. What's all that about?
Well, your pursuit of health is as individual as you are, you know. But the important thing is to understand in the context of how you define the pursuit of health is to find the avenues that make it the most efficient for you. So it may be about lifestyle changes that you're interested in making. It may be about dietary changes. It may be about working with a company that shares your values in the community from a community service perspective. It's as individual as you are. What Blue Cross and Blue Shield is trying to do is make sure that we're listening to the voice of the community. We're providing affordable care. We're providing customer service. And we're providing support for the community where our members live and work.
Now, Penny, as always, you know, we're wrapping up. How do people get a hold of the right person at Blue Cross and Blue Shield to help them out?
Sure. Well, it's whatever means is best for you. So you can call, click, or visit. Call 800-876-2227. Click www.bcbsfl.com or visit in person at any of our Florida Blue centers.
I think I'm going to visit. Penny, as always, Penny Schaefer, Market President for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This has been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. As always, Penny Schaefer, thank you so much. You're the best. Back after this short break. Are you interested in shaping the future of real estate, helping to develop the next great leader in our industry, having a positive impact on students? Then get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida by joining the Bergstrom Council. For just a $150 donation, you can shape the future of real estate by supporting real estate students and industry programs. You'll also grow your own network by attending exclusive events with the UF Real Estate Advisory Board members. When the UF students succeed, the real estate industry succeeds. So join the Bergstrom Council today at realestate.ufl.edu. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go lead real estate.
I was in need of a healthcare support system, someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place, place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. As always, we have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And I'm always joined, as I am this week, by Penny Schaefer, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Welcome to the show, Penny.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Oh, now, I know that we do a lot of social media on the show. And one of the things I wanted to bring up in our segment today was social media and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Now, let's say I'm sitting in my doctor's office, bored to tears, but I'm worried about what I might be covered or not covered on Blue Cross or Blue Shield. Can I check on my smartphone in an app or something like that?
Absolutely. In fact, from any smartphone, you can go to the mobile app. It's BCBSFL.com, and you can check to make sure that the doctor is in the network. You can bring up your member card right from there.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty sweet because all those doctor's offices now gear everything off of your member card and your member number. They know if you've paid your deductibles, they know how much copay to accept and so forth. So that's all pretty important. But let's imagine that at the end of that doctor's appointment, the doctor wants to write your prescription of some sort.
Right.
Well, in the old days, that would play out. I'd take the prescription. I'd go to a nearby pharmacy. I would shop for an hour and then pick it up. And when I go to pick it up, sometimes there's a little surprise about how much
I'm paying $100 or something, whatever, yeah.
And then you've lost the hour and you're trying to get back in touch with the doctor to say, is there really anything else that I – but getting back to that doctor takes a little time as well. Imagine if you're sitting in the doctor's office. They declare to you they're going to write your prescription, and you say, before you sign that, can we talk about what it is? And you put into your smartphone the intended prescription and see what it really is going to cost you based on your benefits in that doctor's office and you declare, hey, it's $120 there, and they write you something different on the spot. You didn't lose the hour. You didn't lose the contact time. It's all right in your hand.
And it's good for me. It's good for our country, and it's good for the doctor, too, because the doctors get evaluated. You're actually helping your doctor, aren't you?
Everybody wins in that scenario, I'm going to tell you. You make your trip towards home. You go to the pharmacy knowing exactly what it's going to cost you, knowing that your doctor is endorsing what you're about to pick up as a prescription and that it's going to meet the needs. And then you go on home and take it and feel a lot better the next day, I hope.
Oh, yeah. It's because I'm scared sometimes when I go to get some kind of, you know, you go to the doctor and they go, well, I'm going to give you this. And he goes, you're going to have to take it. I know it's sort of expensive, but you got to take it. And it's scary sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, you know, the good news is our doctors are excellent. All the doctors in the network are fabulous people, and they know the medicine very, very well. But they can't possibly keep track of all the insurance companies and all the plans and all the benefit designs. So unfortunately, your doctor rarely knows when they write the prescription if it is expensive for you or not, because they can't possibly know your formulary.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. This sounds like a great thing to have.
We think it's a powerful thing to have in your hand. And if you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're bored, you can also download some pretty funny ringtones from that same site.
Oh, you're terrific. You're terrific. You've got something for everybody, Penny.
We try.
All right. Now, let's get a couple of the questions from the audience in on this. Now, we have Sandra from Aventura. Sandra writes, both my husband and I are in the healthcare field and we're new to South Florida. Welcome, Sandra. Thanks for coming down. How do we become one of your providers? That's interesting. How does somebody get in? I guess it's called in-network with you?
Correct. Well, I mean, the beauty of that is all you have to do is click on bcbsfl.com. There's a tab there for providers, and there's a pretty simple letter, you know, asking for credentialing, because we credential all of our physicians.
Well, I would hope so.
So it's a way to begin the credentialing process to become a member of the network.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, it's kind of comforting to know that it's that easy and that difficult at the same time, because you always want to make sure that you have ease of access for people into the network. But I don't know how to pick and choose whether somebody's qualified. So it's great to know that I have somebody looking over my shoulder, helping to make sure that I've got people that are at the top of their field working with me.
Well, we're proud of the network that we have. We do see a dynamic that's going on in the marketplace. But if you're an employer, you're familiar with a term that's called disruption analysis, which means when you're evaluating a health insurance company and potentially looking at a change, you look at the disruption to your employee base. So who do my employees use as a physician today? And if I switch to that other carrier, will all those physicians still be available to them? The interesting thing about that is we're seeing some shifts happening in that evaluation, because employers have changed insurance companies a couple of times over the last few years, given the economy. And so just because somebody is using a physician today doesn't mean that they have a long-standing relationship with that physician. So most employers now, instead of looking at disruption analysis, are looking at what are the quality metrics that you use to evaluate your physicians, and what can my members and my employees expect from that?
Well, compassion and professionalism and quality of service, I think, are right up there.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we look at when we look at our physicians, to bring them into the network and to keep them into the network.
Yeah, cost effectiveness is right up there too, I would hope. Now, we have another email. This email is from Barry in Boca. Hey, Barry, thanks for listening all the way up in Boca. Barry asks, oh, this is actually a great question. Barry asks, do you offer anything besides health insurance? You know, we only talk about health insurance. Do you guys have dental, life? How about workers' comp?
We do actually offer all of those. And I'll tell you, recent research is telling us that people should pay even more attention to their dental care than they ever have before. It's not just about cosmetics. Many of the sources of infections throughout the body that can create issues with heart and other are traced back to bacteria in the mouth. And so good dental hygiene actually has an overall health effect that we're really learning more and more about every day, but it is compelling enough to say, see your physician, but also see your dentist every year.
Well, it's a good thing that Mission Impossible has joined us. Juan, would you please make sure you keep your phone off in the future? Yeah, I know.
Well, the good news is good health is not an impossible mission.
Oh, you are terrific, Penny. Well done. Now, Penny, we're wrapping up the show. How do people click or contact you in other ways as well?
Sure. Call, click, or visit.
I didn't have that down.
800-876-2227. Click www.bcbsfl.com or visit us in person at any of our Florida Blue Centers.
All right. That's great, Penny. As always, thank you so much. This is Jim Fried. We were with Penny Schaefer, Market President for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This is always the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. As always, Penny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur. Someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight talking, pay less, get more, help me find affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and we're back with another Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment with Penny Schaefer, PhD. Penny's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield down here in South Florida. Penny, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's great having you as always, Penny. Now, I wanted to get back to something we talked about on our last show. We were talking about the fact that Blue Cross and Blue Shield has a foundation. And I, first of all, found it interesting that it had a foundation. And then you started talking about some of the really neat things that it was doing. Maybe you can help me learn more about that this week, because we kind of got cut short at the end of the show last time.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Well, you know, the foundation was founded in 2001. It's a separate philanthropic affiliate of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. And the mission of the foundation is to improve the lives and the well-being and health of Floridians and their communities.
Wow, that's great. Now, what are some of the initiatives that the foundation's involved with? Anything down here in South Florida?
Oh, absolutely. The organization really provides through a grant-making process allocations to community-based organizations all over the state. There's really five focus areas. First, things that help improve access to health care. Second are things that help improve consumer health, helping people actually deliver health within the communities. That's one of the focuses of childhood obesity that we have in the community, doing things in Hialeah and Opa-locka with grant-making process there. We're working hard to improve the quality and safety of patient care. That's enhancing nurse education, simulation, things that really do enhance care. Improving the quality of life. You know, a healthy community is a good indicator for healthy people. And so we're doing things throughout community development and diversity, education and literacy, the arts, disaster preparedness and relief, a lot of things there. And then things that help us improve the health system. The recent Sapphire Award winner in the state was here in South Florida, the Susan Anthony Center up in Broward County.
Oh, cool.
Pretty sizable allocation of funds to help that mission and to help bring health to the community.
Well, maybe we'll have to profile them in a future segment.
I think you'd be amazed at the work they do.
I think that that's going down on our list, the things that we're going to try to do then. Now, Penny, we had an email earlier from one of the listeners, and they asked something along the lines of, I'm an employer trying to manage our health care costs. What can I realistically do to save money each month?
You know, it's a great question. The things that people can do to help their employees is to make sure that employees are doing the kind of consumer shopping before they take advantage of the health care system that they would do if they were buying a flat screen TV or a new car. We do a lot of research on things that we buy. Not so in the healthcare world. So finding out before they go for some of these procedures, finding out before they go who's in the network, what's covered in the network. There's no physician who could know every insurance company and all their plans. So it's really good to rely on the plan for advice. Ultimately, the patient makes the choice, but it's good to do that based on a position of knowledge. The MRI example we've given before. Know before you go. Physicians should write you a script for an MRI, and then you should check, given your benefits, given your plan, where to go to get that. Because if you're an employer and somebody's spending $5,000 on it when they could be spending $500, that's going to have an impact on your renewal rates with the insurance company. And so these are the little things that people can do every day to help cut costs.
Wow. So then the MRI example that we used in the past is that it could be on the same street and one MRI is $5,000, the same equipment, the same facility, basically $500 just a couple blocks away. So I'm wondering if the healthcare administrator in any individual office could perhaps have this as a responsibility, because it's their responsibility to get the best healthcare program for their coworkers. So I got to believe that it would be in their best interest to make sure that it remains affordable by everybody playing ball and keeping the cost down.
It absolutely is. And a lot of that is about education and, you know, how invasive an employer can get into the private life of an employee. You've got to get a lot of cooperation there, because
sure,
you really don't want to meddle in or get into personal health information. But giving people the tools to go get the education is the key.
Yeah, I think that that's great. Now, we had another emailer earlier today, and that emailer wrote, I hear on the news that we could be buying insurance in the future from the exchange. What does that mean? And I guess I'll add, that sounds pretty anti what we're discussing here today, an exchange versus some real thoughtful, helpful healthcare acquisition. What's the exchange?
Well, I think the good news about, you know, wherever you buy your health insurance is that you'll still want to be a good consumer. Whether you buy that through a broker or agent that acts kind of as a consultant to you on what's available,
mm-hmm,
whether you buy it directly from a health insurance company, maybe you have a long-standing relationship and like the service and would rather buy it directly from the insurance company, or whether you buy it from an exchange, after you buy it, you still have to use the product well.
Right.
Now, what's the exchange? We've been kind of equating it a little bit to think about if you're traveling. It used to be you'd go to your travel agent.
Right.
You could always go directly to a hotel or directly to an airline, but you might use an agent for some consultation. Well, now we probably use more of a web-based, how do I put a package together that's right for me in terms of the five-star hotel and the first-class airfare.
Right.
The exchange is kind of the same thing when it comes, and I know I'm simplifying things, but you'll be able to go onto a web-based tool, select a plan, and then look at the comparison of cost from multiple carriers for that plan.
Wow, that actually sounds like a pretty neat innovation in healthcare insurance delivery.
It is going to be, but I'll tell you, it is going to demand that people understand the glossary of terms around health insurance better than they do today. You know, the average American has never personally bought health insurance. Their employer has bought it, and their benefits experts have bought it. And the average employee, if you ask them tomorrow their contract and what terms were there, they wouldn't be able to tell you very much. So it's going to call on people to really understand the difference between coinsurance and copayments and what's a deductible and what's a maximum out-of-pocket. There's a glossary of terms that people are going to have to become familiar with when they go out on that exchange and really want to compare products and services.
Okay, now, what exactly is a high-deductible plan and how would that work?
If you think about it, many people want to take a certain amount of the risk of their care from their own pocketbook and not necessarily use their insurance. Same thing applies in your homeowners and in your car insurance. I could cover the first X number of dollars myself without filing a claim. And so that's similar to what happens with a high deductible health insurance. Individuals who feel like they can cover those first dollars of cost themselves before they actually go to the insurance company to get the financing covered. They still take advantage of the network. They still take advantage of the negotiated discounts the health insurance company has, but they are responsible for those first dollars. Depending on your utilization of health insurance, I'm going to say you're a healthy 25-year-old male. Look, I'm going to go visit the doctor once a year. Maybe I get the sniffles once a year, but I really don't need much beyond that. I'm willing to take those first dollars as my risk. And the high deductible will apply if I get an unexpected hospitalization.
Now, Penny, we're running out of time in our segment. If somebody wants to get some more information on Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, where would they go other than, of course, your stores that you have out there in the suburbs? Is there a website, too?
Absolutely. www.bcbsfl.com.
And I really gave it really short play, but where are those stores that you have out there located at?
Sure. We were already in the Falls,
okay.
Sawgrass Mills,
okay.
Coming soon to Boynton Beach, and we're already open over in Estero Beach if you're over there golfing someday.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific. That's terrific. Penny, I always want to thank you, and we thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield, as always, for being the sponsor of this segment on our show. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the sponsor of all our health and wellness programming here on Freed on Business. They're a great sponsor in our community, and the number one thing that we like about Blue Cross and Blue Shield is that they're all about keeping us healthy and well and doing it affordably. Penny, I want to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to our next segment together.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back right after this short break with more Freed on Business.
Are you interested in shaping the future of real estate, helping to develop the next great leader in our industry, having a positive impact on students? Then get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida by joining the Bergstrom Council. For just a $150 donation, you can shape the future of real estate by supporting real estate students and industry programs. You'll also grow your own network by attending exclusive events with the UF Real Estate Advisory Board members. When the UF students succeed, the real estate industry succeeds. So join the Bergstrom Council today at realestate.ufl.edu. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go lead real estate.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer. Someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Sitter is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, we're back with another edition of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. We are back again with Penny Schaefer. Penny Schaefer, PhD, is the market president for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Penny, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
All right. We always have a great time here with Penny in our segments, and we always learn a lot. Now, Penny, let's talk about the different types of plans that you have. Is there something that if I'm looking for tax advantages, that there might be something to that in one of your health plans?
Sure, of course. You know, a number of years ago, as the country moved to retirement plans, 401ks,
right,
it took us a little while to figure out how to use them. But boy, once we did, we maximized the tax advantage of that and the protection. If you look in the health insurance world, the health savings account acts very much like a 401k. Deposit the funds into that account. You get a special card to use for your medically qualified expenses, and the money going into the account is pre-tax, and the money coming out, as long as it goes for a qualified medical expense, is pre-tax. So the good news is it really gives us a nice way to save some money, save some tax, and it rolls over year. So the earlier you start it, just like a retirement plan, when your health and needs are typically less, the money rolls over and you build up the balance as you head towards those later years when you might need a few more expenses in a year.
Oh, that sounds really, really cool. Now, somebody writes in and they say that they're looking, one of our earlier emailers said that they were looking for an affordable health plan, but they didn't want to have any medical questions asked. Sounds like somebody with the old pre-existing condition. Do you have plans for somebody like that?
We absolutely do. You know, as a not-for-profit company, our mission is to provide access to care for all Floridians. And so the spectrum of plans that are available really are designed to suit the needs of individuals, whatever those needs may be. So we have plans that do certainly ask you some health questions and will get you through underwriting and give you good comprehensive care. But we also have plans that are what we call guaranteed issue plans, meaning they provide you comprehensive coverage. You know, you can see a doctor, you can see a specialist, you can get your lab work done, you can go to an urgent care center, those kinds of things, but no medical questions asked.
Wow, that sounds like something that some people in our market can really, really use. Now, we had another emailer earlier in the show asked us, basically, the emailer said that her sister told her about a smartphone app that can help you save money on healthcare. Now, is that something you guys do, too?
Wouldn't it be cool if cool was associated with a health insurance company?
Well, wait a minute now. Cool and health insurance, that's like military intelligence.
Okay. So, well, here's the deal. You go into any smartphone, actually. You don't even have to have one that only talks about apps. But any smartphone, go into your web browser, put in bcbsfl.com, and it'll take you to our mobile site. On that site, you can find a doctor. You can, if you're a member, you can pull up your member card right on that. You can check prescription drug prices on that are based on your plan, your coverage. So picture this. It's happened to all of us. You're sitting in the doctor's office. He writes your prescription. You head off to the nearest drugstore, turn it in. You have to shop for about an hour, spend $100 more than you really wanted to, but still.
Well, that's why the pharmacy's in the back.
But you pick up that script, and they tell you, oh, it's $120. And you go, well, whoa, wait a minute. Isn't there something else that I can do?
Right.
Well, you'll have to call your physician, obviously, to get something else. You've lost an hour, maybe $100, and then trying to track down the physician. So picture you're sitting in the physician's office. He's about to write you a script, and you say, "Doctor, what are you writing?" You pick up your smartphone. You put that in. It knows your benefits. It tells you that with your benefits, that's about to cost you $120. You show the doctor and say, "Isn't there something else we can do?" He writes you something different. You know before you ever leave his office what it's going to cost you based on your benefits from that smartphone. You save the hour. You save that other $100. Pretty cool, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's great. I know that when I was at my doctor's office just the other day, they prescribed something for me, and I said, "Okay, great," and I took it out, and I took it to the pharmacy. The pharmacy filled the prescription, and I almost had a heart attack because we recently switched insurance at the firm, and it was a different deductible, and just absolutely freaked me out. And having that application on my smartphone so I'd know what's going on would be very important to me.
That's an example of learning how to choose well, shop well, and live well. And save your employer the expense later on, because if you did the 120, imagine the other side of that coin. That's what you're paying. Think about what the other benefits are paying.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now, I know that we've talked about this before, but it is something I did want to come back to because I think it's something that's very important. Tell us a little bit about the different stores that you have out in the field and what goes on at a Blue Cross Blue Shield store, because I really, when I go there, it's a fascinating place. It's a welcoming place. It's a place where I can feel comfortable asking very personal questions.
Well, that's good. That's what we were hoping for.
Great.
When you walk into our Florida Blue, here in the South Florida area, there at the Falls and Sawgrass Mills, they're going to ask you when you walk through the door, what brings you here today? It's not a hard sell trying to sell you insurance. You're likely to have insurance when you walk through that door. It's an opportunity for you to get access to education, access to people who can answer your questions, whether it's on the service side or whether it's with one of our medical professionals who's always there to help you navigate the care system. Runs on regular retail hours, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And so it's designed to be there for you to have a face-to-face interaction and a real opportunity to get educated.
Now, where are some of these?
Again, we're in this local South Florida area. We're at the Falls. We're at Sawgrass Mills. Over on the other coast, we're in Estero Beach. Of course, across the state, we're in Tampa, Pensacola, Orlando, Jacksonville, coming to Tallahassee soon, coming to Boynton Beach soon.
Oh, that's great, because sometimes when I'm here local and at home, I don't have time to go shopping, but when I'm out on the road, I do have a little extra time. So it's good to know that it's in other markets as well.
You know, one of the things that I want to also say is, you know, again, we're a not-for-profit company. Our mission is about all Floridians, not just our members. And so if you're not a member, we invite you to come in. There's still information that you can access there. And in fact, the second Saturday of every month, every center has a completely free, open to the public health fair, full biometric screenings, full access to our health risk assessments. Just before school, we let the kids come in and we actually did their sports physicals before they went to school. They got backpacks and all kinds of things.
Wow.
Second Saturday of every month.
Sounds like I need to bring my small business over there and have everybody checked out. It sounds like kind of a fun thing.
You know, it can become your health and wellness program for your small business using that center directly.
It really sounds like something great. I've been to these wellness fairs in the past, and they really are terrific ways to find everything out. Now, if people want more information about Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, where can they go to get it besides these stores?
Well, and we just talked about us being cool. We've got a website.
There you go.
www.bcbsfl.com.
Yeah, and I like the theory about the Mobi app, too, because a lot of times I'm looking at something on my mobile, and if it's not Mobi, I can't really read it. So the fact that you've got it for a mobile app really makes it useful, because if you had to use a regular website off of like Google onto there, it's just very, very difficult.
Well, you'd have to run home to do it. We want it in your pocket.
It sounds like you're very customer service oriented at Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Well, we're trying, and we're always ready to listen to other suggestions our current customers and our prospective customers have.
All right. Well, it's sort of close to the end of the segment. I want to, as always, thank Penny Schaefer, PhD, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for being here today with us on the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. As always, Penny, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your time with us, and I look forward to having you on the show again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with more Freed on Business.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to thank Penny Schaefer, Market President for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. And I want to thank our other sponsors, DataCorp, the NFL Alumni, Associates in Business, PDC Technologies, Estrella Marketing, Dr. Victor Franks. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. And please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can Twitter direct to me, at Jim Freed. You can tweet to our program, at Freed on Business. You can like us on Facebook. You can reach me on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be loaded up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, by Monday. And we're rebroadcast at least once a week. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, because next week will be show 150. We'll have a social media extravaganza, as well as segments from Blue Cross and Blue Shield and some of our other sponsors. Make sure you're with us next week. This is Jim Freed. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. You drive on a drop top.